Well, a lot of fast-breaking news in our state and in the region. If you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. If you haven't been vaccinated and you're in an enclosed area, they recommend that you do wear your mask. But it's changed everything all around. And it's good news, especially for folks in the entertainment industry. And it's good news for the Sharon Playhouse. We welcome in both Robert and Alan once again. Robert Levenstein, the managing director. Alan, of course, the artistic director. Well, it looks like we're rocking and ready to roll here at the Sharon Playhouse, guys.
Oh, you better believe it, sir. We are ready and raring to go.
And literally rocking and rolling all summer long.
Well, nice, Robert. That was good.
Come on, that was good.
Well, what we'll talk about first isn't really rocking and rolling, but I used to sit with my grandmother, and this is no lie, and watch the movie Arsenic and Old Lace. And we would both laugh and laugh and laugh. You've got a virtual reading of Arsenic and Old Lace coming up at the Playhouse May 22nd and May 23rd. Let's talk a little bit about that first.
Sure. Well, it could be rocking and rolling, like if you're sitting in your rocking chair.
Yeah.
they are older ladies, but no, that, you know, bad puns, bad jokes. It is morning, so there you go. We are very excited about this. We decided to start a virtual play reading. We saw some other theaters were doing, but we thought, you know, oh, we could do that, and what can we add to it? So you're going to have to tune in to see what we've added to it, because it's not just a whole bunch of people sitting around reading. There's actually some effects and music and things like that.
It's amazing what you can do with iMovie these days. I'll just say that.
No, it's amazing what Robert can do with iMovie. However, the good thing about a virtual thing is that we were able to get a dream cast from around the country, from California Georgia, to everywhere, and so many wonderful locals. More than half the cast is locals from here. So, like I said, dream cast. It's hilarious, as you said. And we are really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a great partnership that we're doing with Broadway On Demand. We're like, this is a great platform that so many other theaters are using. So we're like, this is great. And our pre-show cocktail party that we're going to have at 2 p.m. next Saturday before the 3 p.m. premiere. So if you buy your tickets for the viewing, you automatically get the cocktail party as well.
And many celebrities are supposed to be there. We'll see. Half members at least.
Well, it's not to me. It just sounds like a fun evening, because that movie to me never gets dated, and I don't think that your production is going to be dated if people want to laugh and have a good time. One of the true original dark comedies that was successful. They'll have a lot of fun May 22nd and 23rd.
They will, and there actually are some elements in the reading from the actual 1944. Movie, so I'm not going to say any more than that, but there are some elements.
Yeah, because we don't want to get sued.
That's right. That's always a good thing to want to not get sued, even though...
That's true, yeah.
In radio...
No, just kidding.
Wow.
In radio, we always say, we always wait for the first cease and desist letter to come, then we stop. Okay.
Yeah. No, we always wait for the second, so it's all good.
All right, so now that we've got Arsenic and Old Lace out of the way for right now, when I looked at what you sent me and... look at what you're going to present on your drive-in stage and the patio stage beginning on July 3rd and ending on September 24th. Wow, what a season you have at both the drive-in stage and the patio stage.
Well, thank you very much, but I'm going to be honest with you. That's literally only two-thirds of the things we're doing. There is so much more that isn't mentioned. Our wonderful, wonderful Writers Playground that will be on a specific weekend. There'll be more information, and I know we've talked about that. Our youth and or children's theater, we have five different sessions of it this summer. That's going to be outside on our stages, possibly inside. That's another story for a little later.
Yeah.
We have theater. We're adding another program of theater for children, not just children doing it, but something that they can come to with the families, with the grandparents, with the parents. And we already have a few things already on the board, and more information on that will be coming as well.
So we have on the patio stage, those are usually going to be on Friday night, and the drive-in is on Saturdays. But Sundays, we're actually adding a Sunday matinee. We're going to turn those into brunches. So we're actually going to do Sunday brunches with entertainment as well. So it's kind of like a different sort of dinner brunch theater. So So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's always going to be something happening at the theater.
Now, it may not be every Friday and Saturday and Sunday, but absolutely, like Robert said, between Friday and Sunday, there's going to be something.
Oh, well, it kicks off on July 3rd with America's Sweethearts once again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We love those ladies. They are so terrific. Again, they are so excited to come back. Now it's a tradition. 4th of July, got to have America's Sweethearts.
And, you know, I look over some of the drive-in stage shows. Dancing Dream, that is a tribute to ABBA. And, yes, I am an ABBA fan, always have been. In my early radio days, I had a lot of my friends that didn't want to know me or admit that they knew me because but I just thought that ABBA was one of the best-conceived groups around. So that should be a lot of fun to see that as well.
Well, I'm going to embarrass Robert right now. We are very thrilled that Dancing Dream is coming. It's also Robert's birthday on July 10th. So, and he loves ABBA. Well, I don't know. The two of you are going to have to duke it out to see who loves ABBA more.
But so you've got the Kings of Swing and Soul, the Rat Pack, the Ravens. Of course, you've got the Connecticut Chamber Orchestra and Motown. I mean, really, your drive-in stage right now is packed with so many different fantastic shows.
Thank you so much. That's, you know, one of the things we were really trying to do is something for everybody. If you can afford to come to everything, awesome. But if you can only afford to come to a few things, we didn't want to leave anything out that we could think of.
Now, the drive-in stage, is that still going to be per carload?
No, we're actually going to do a little different this year. We are going to do a per-person fee this year and kind of take it back to being inside the theater as a per-person. But we are going to start an early bird special, so anyone who buys in the month of June will get a discount. And those kind of things. So we will have all that information on our website next week, I think, is when we're going to announce.
Now, taking a look at the patio stage also, those are more intimate concerts, right?
Absolutely. We tried it out last year towards the end of the season. Ooh, got chilly. Poor Nicholas Ward, a wonderful performer, did his show, and it was like 40 degrees. Everybody was, but you know what? Not one person left. Because his show was absolutely wonderful, for one. But this is something different. There'll be food. It's a dinner and or brunch, as Robert mentioned. It's at an hour-long, you know, schmooze and have your meal, hour-long show. It is more intimate. It's only about 60 or so people on our wonderful lawn at the edge of our patio stage. It's a whole different feel. As one thing that we didn't mention is the drive-in stage, as big as it was last year, I'm going to say, it's going to be a little bigger. We have some more surprises coming to try to make the experience even better than it was last year. So that's that. But back, same thing with the patio stage. It's going to be very similar. We have a brand new piano that we are very excited about. So we're moving over. It sounds going to be better. Visuals are going to be better. And as you notice, this group of wonderful people, it's all over the map, too. And we couldn't be more thrilled about that.
What we're doing this year also with the Patio Cabaret is we're going to do show-only tickets as well. There'll be like a couple rows of just seats, so you can just come see a show without having to buy the dinner as well, to make it a little more economical for the community to just come and enjoy the show if they don't want to have a meal as well.
We're speaking with Robert and Alan from the Sharon Playhouse, looking at the initial opening of the season and what's going to be featured. I have to laugh when I look at what you're doing with the cabarets. I see Trevor Martin's going to open up, but I see that John Davidson is coming to town on Sunday, August 20th.
He absolutely is.
But the funny thing,
Marshall, have you ever seen his show?
Well, here's the funny thing. Years and years ago in my early radio days, when I had long, long hair and John Davidson had short, short hair, I saw him. And now, some 50 years later, the roles are reversed.
It's going to be awesome. I've known John since 1990, but I can't tell you what year. Did a wonderful production of The Music Man with him. He is, I'm sorry to say, too, and I've played this role, he is the definitive Harold Hill. He was so marvelous. And Robert has worked with him as well. We've known John for years. He is like the only holdover from our original 2020 season when we were going to be doing, you know, Singing in the Rain and all these wonderful shows. And we were starting a new concert series with Lucy Arnaz and John Davidson. And we were so excited that, oh, my God, it works out well. We can actually get John to come as part of this.
And he's doing the brunch.
And he's one of the brunches.
He's one of the brunches.
You know, what's interesting is I did an interview with him, like I said, almost 50 years ago when I was working in Kingston, New York. And I was just at that point only a year or two in the business. And he was so nice and treated me just like he would treat any other reporter, even though I was a novice and wet under the ears. I remember it like it happened yesterday.
That's the thing about John. He is just a genuine, nice guy. What you see on TV, in interviews, the self-deprecation, the charm, that's him. That really is him.
Now, so what we're talking about here, both the drive-in and the patio stage, as you mentioned, that is a major portion of what you're doing, but by no means is that's not all that you're going to be presenting this summer.
That is not all. Michael Baldwin, who's our director of education, has been hard at work since November, building and building and building our education department and working with us on the children's theater. So we're doing Frozen Junior this year. We're doing Seussical Kids. And as soon as we announced children's theater to all our past participants, we couldn't keep the tickets. So much so that we actually added an August production of Seussical Kids because we had a wait list of 15 people. So we said, you know what, we don't want anyone to miss out on the opportunity. So we added an actual extra show to be able to accommodate 95% of all the kids who signed up so far. So no one gets turned away at the Sharon Playhouse. Yeah. And then Michael is also directing a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream that he actually directed and created for Brearley School in New York City, that it's all based in the 60s and it's lip-syncing to popular 60s music. So we're very happy to be able to premiere that for the Connecticut community.
And what's exciting about that is I know your listeners know that in the past we've done youth productions. We did All Shook Up. Prior to Robert and myself, there was Footloose. We weren't able to do something before the pandemic. This isn't children's theater. This is youth theater. And it's the high school kids, the middle school kids doing this wonderful production with Michael. We looked at it. He brought it to us and said, can we do this? And we were like, absolutely. Of course we can. It's terrific. So we're doing that. But then on the opposite scale, we also have something for the little ones. The wonderful Sarah Cuoco is back putting together the Sharon Playhouse Stars, a wonderful review for the kids. And so we literally have something for every age of youth.
Right.
Well, once again, if you want more information, folks, SharonPlayhouse.org is where you can get that information, SharonPlayhouse.org. And remember that the first thing we talked about is coming up, and that is coming up fairly quickly, as a matter of fact, and that is Arsenic and Old Lace, a reading of the timeless classic that is coming to the Playhouse virtually the 22nd of May and the 23rd of May, and more information on that at SharonPlayhouse.org. And, guys, I can't wait for the season to start.
Thank you. Can we say one more thing, Marshall, as well?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So as Broadway is reopening in September and October, we are very hopeful to be able to open the theater again in October to do a huge concert that we'll discuss at a future date. But it's going to be a 20 to 25 piece actual live orchestra on stage to welcome Broadway back. It's going to be an homage to Broadway. So we're hoping to be able to open the building in October to do that. And then a couple other things in the month of October before it gets really cold in there again.
Well, let's face it. Everybody really liked our when we showed the film of Rocky Horror. Who knows? That may make a return as well.
All right. Once again, the Sharon Playhouse, SharonPlayhouse.org. Guys, we'll speak to you, obviously, as the season goes on, and break a leg.
Thank you, Marshall.
Thanks, Marshall.